if you're looking at the history of money, money was created as an alternative to barter. It had certain characteristics, it was malleable, it was pure, and so on and so forth. And so basically money came to be gold. Now if it's only gold, then the economy is going to be strangled. Any economy that is vibrant will be strangled because there's not enough money to satisfy demand. And so over a course of time, people realized that you could substitute pieces of paper for, but it had to be backed by gold. If you reach the point where, as we did in 1971 when President Nixon took us off the gold standard, it's backed by nothing. It's backed by confidence. Well, then it's very vulnerable. And so what you see, I think, now is a situation where people, if they could, believe me, they would all go to the bank and redeem their dollars in gold. But they can't. And so as a result, the government has to maintain confidence. Now, how do you maintain confidence in the world? Well, I think it's by military operations now.
No, we cannot leave Gaddafi in power, and we won't leave Gaddafi in power.
And so what you see is this paradox of the weaker the dollar becomes.
The Federal Reserve does not own any gold at all. We have not owned gold since 1934.
The weaker the dollar becomes, the more aggressive American military is going to become in response to that, as a way of propping up the confidence in the dollar and showing that we are still in charge. Given that, anybody who proposes an alternative is going to be perceived as a threat. Because at any time, if the situation got really bad and everyone lost confidence in the dollar, you could go to another currency and you could invest in that. Well, that's precisely what Libya had. Libya had a gold-backed dinar.
In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars.
As the usury started to strangle the world economy, same thing happens. The governments have to print more money to keep the banks liquid, to keep the banks from going under. But the more money they print, the more they devalue their own currency. And once that happens, people look for something that's an alternative store of value. And gold is the best store of value. And if you have a currency that is based on gold, it's going to be a better store of value than the one that's based on confidence. And I think the world banking system understood that Libya was a threat in this regard because they had the gold-backed dinar.
No, we cannot leave Gaddafi in power, and we won't leave Gaddafi in power.
There's never been a revolutionary movement that was all Jews. But the Jews invariably assumed a leadership role in this revolution.
The infamous Project for a New American Century and its 9/11 insiders were the driving force for the U.S. war on Iraq and Israel's other perceived enemies. By 2009, the PNAC morphed into the Foreign Policy Initiative. By 2011, with a few Shabbos Goyim, they were the key instigators for the destruction of Libya.
And the signatories read like an invitation to a bar mitzvah. This time, a very bloody one indeed.
There was close. close coordination, as you mentioned, between NATO air and people on the ground, which weren't always Libyans.
My recommendation to NATO and the administration is to cut the head of the snake off. Go to Tripoli, start bombing, start bombing.
To me, we can't stand by and watch a government massacre its people. And we don't want this place to develop into another Somalia where Al-Qaeda will take root.
Attacks were carried out by something other than the hijackers, and there's a whole alternative universe in which the attacks are occurred in a completely different way. Yeah, if we lived in a parallel universe, that would be a very different universe. There's, in our view, not a lot of evidence that that universe is actually connected to this one.
To give you a historical example, the Spaniards discovered all kinds of gold and silver in the New World. The English did not have any gold and silver mines, but they had great ships and they had pirates like Sir Francis Drake, and they stole huge amounts of money from the Spaniards. By comparison, Hillary Clinton in the looting operation in Libya froze $30 billion in assets. And now that they've conquered him, has anyone heard where the gold is gone? CNN is not telling about, you know, the trucks pulling up and the gold. Evidently the gold is gone. Don't know where it is. And now that they've conquered him.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed reports.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Gaddafi's convoy was flying a white flag, and Hillary Clinton ordered the drones in to attack a convoy flying a white flag. No, it did not surprise me.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No. Oh, I'm sure it did.
What we have here is a criminal state. Criminal state. St. Augustine said, if the state does not follow the moral law, the eternal law of God, then it becomes a conspiracy of criminals. And I think that's becoming more and more apparent.
No, we cannot leave Gaddafi in power, and we won't leave Gaddafi in power.
The Libya intervention has been, you know, quite controversial. But we are where we are. Let's put aside whether we were right to get here, whether we did it in the best of all possible ways. Going forward...
Well, we've got a great opportunity. A great opportunity.
Thank you. tomb, she saw the light. Oh, that Sunday was a day to remember, when the angels rolled that stone away. Thursday evening, Christ was tried. Friday afternoon, he died, but he rose from the tomb on the third day. On the evening of that Sunday to remember, Christ's disciples out of fear all did hide. Christ has wiped away their tears and he calmed all of their fears when they showed him his hands and his side. Filled the Jews as Pilate for Barabbas, and they mocked Jesus Christ on the cross. Christ's disciples feared the Jews until they heard the good news.